Loyalist Township Council approved an amendment to a zoning bylaw that will permit the Windsor in Amherstview to house an alternative health facility and add additional site-specific provisions, including more parking. This matter has come back to council multiple times and has now been approved. Kingston Health Sciences Center also made a presentation about the facility at the meeting. Executive Director for Patient Care and Deputy Chief Nursing Executive with Kingston Health Sciences Center, Tom Hart, spoke about the feedback they received and the work they've done since.
Of course, we take our role very seriously. And after the council meetings and public feedback, we had a KHSC senior leadership debrief on the feedback from both the public and the council. And we were already taking action to try and alleviate some of those concerns. So we've engaged a real estate agent to try and look for parking options. We've worked with the owner of the home to try and arrange a shuttle for employees to alleviate some of the parking congestion. We've asked that the owner of the home commit to having a stop sign prior to the sidewalk, which they have committed to do.
Hart noted the type of activities that go on in the building and how their partnership with Loyalist Township can move forward.
All activity within the building is regulated, supervised, and aligned with provincial health policy and the Public Hospitals Act. We have a robust governance, safety, and operational controls in place. And of course, they're subject to continuous monitoring and improvement. Our commitment to the community and council, KHSC, we have a very long history and proud history of collaboration with our municipal partners, and we are very committed to transparency and ongoing dialogue, and we have respect for the local concerns along with our regional health obligations. We are certainly open to input on additional safeguards and operational adjustments and very willing to work with council and the public to strengthen assurances and comfort level.
Residents came forward again with concerns about on-street parking and public safety.
It's just a kind of a concern of being bullied. I don't feel as a member of the street that they are equal neighbors to us. And their initial plea to amend the Residential Uses Act and have themselves considered residences when it's primarily a temporary facility is, I think, bad form and bad taste.
This small infill subdivision of ours has gone through a lot. We finally had our developer finish the work, and there's a lot of problems with that developer. Now we have this Windsor thing. We have the school ongoing. It's 250 meters of road, but it seems a lot of the development and a lot of the problems are in this one area. And as residents, we are constantly being bombarded by this.
The Windsor had already been housing the alternative health facility before they received official approval from council. They will now provide 64 on-site parking spaces, an increase of 13 spaces from what was initially proposed, and an increase of 30 spaces from what exists today. Councillor Paul Proderick noted residents' concerns.
We've had lots of presentations. I think the views of the populace along Park are fairly clear. The parking issue, the school, construction, all these different things, it's like the residents have been bombarded for X number of years. And I'm hoping that we can develop a parking through the staff, some kind of parking zoning commitment to whatever that alleviates some of that stress. And that further down the road, when the building across the street is finished, we might look at a more permanent solution to some of the stresses on Park Street, because we all know when it was built, the entrance to the old church was there, but certainly it was a different once a week type thing. And having been a member of that parish, we didn't fill the parking lot very often. So I can appreciate what the residents have said. Our hands are tied in terms of legislation, Ontario Land Tribunal, and this is the best result of for the residents, a situation that is challenging at best.
Deputy Mayor Nathan Townend assured residents they're doing all that they can.
We want the public on Park to know that we've heard them. And that we are doing what we can within the limited tool set that we have to try and address those concerns meaningfully.
Councillor Mike Buderick showed his confidence in staff coming up with a viable solution.
We will have an adequate solution proposed by staff. I can guarantee that.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.